Right now, we're going to talk about a very interesting story about the late Michael O'Regan's daughter, Dee Schroeder. She has a new business, along with her husband, Jeff, that's attracting major investors. It's a healthier, low-sugar alternative to other coffee cold brews on the market. It's called Good Brew. Their cans are already on the shelves of several big Irish retailers, including Dunn's and Supervalue, and Supervalue Garvey's here in Kerry. Good Brew has raised over €300,000 from investors in a crowdfunding round that's just been completed. Well, to talk to her about that and about the way young people are drinking their coffee these days and where their product is aimed at, I spoke to her and first of all asked her where the idea came from.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. So Good Brew really, I suppose the idea came about initially. I was living in the US in Washington, D.C. And I was noticing just kind of how everybody was fueling themselves, and myself included, these very busy lifestyles with a lot of coffee, often sweetened with syrups. And in particular, iced coffee was the big trend, and cold coffee over there. And then I moved back to Ireland during kind of COVID times, and I've always wanted to start up my own business, always had a kind of entrepreneurial streak. And I suppose also been kind of enamored with the idea of a physical product that, you know, affects people in their day-to-day lives. And I just saw what I thought was a really big gap for sweet and creamy kind of on-the-go coffee, but that's good for you. So it's not full of sugar. It's not full of kind of unattractive ingredients. So that started me down a very long path of product development. It took nearly 2 years to develop the product we have now. But it's been great. Like, it's been a huge adventure. And so now we have a range of Good Brew, cold brew coffees enriched with what we call our Good Gut formula. So it's essentially gut-friendly fiber and essential vitamins A, D, and E. But they come in a range of sweet and creamy flavors. So, you know, think vanilla latte, caramel latte, all the popular favorites, but better for you.
Okay, so that's to what you're looking to replace is the hot coffees that people go to the coffee shop for, effectively, well, with syrups in them and different additives and things.
Yeah, yes and no. So actually, the huge trend in coffee at the moment, and it's very much in the younger demographic, so kind of 16 to 25 year olds, is actually this move to drinking cold coffee. And it's so huge, I'd actually compare it to when people in Ireland and the UK started drinking espresso-based coffees, you know, when the kind of Starbucks kind of took over.
Yeah.
So
these
customers, they're actually drinking cold coffee almost all the time. It's not necessarily a replacement for hot coffee. So they've kind of grown up with iced coffee, cold coffee, and they're drinking cold coffee and energy drinks. So they may never be hot coffee drinkers. Now, obviously, there's some people, do you know, who will enjoy both.
Yeah.
So really, it's kind of catering for that segment. And really, it's like grab and go, on the go, from the fridge, in the convenience store or the shop, and just making it like a convenient, healthy alternative to, you know, the Frappuccino type drinks that are out there.
Yeah, so why young people go for cold coffee? Is it just a trend or the products that come along at
really
the time, or they want to be different? Or
yeah, it's a really interesting change in behavior. You know, I always kind of have this stat that shocks people. So in the US, Starbucks have said that more than 75% of all the beverages sold in their stores now are cold coffee, which is quite staggering, really. Like, and they attribute that to this younger consumer, and it's just, it's taste preference. It's what they grew up on. It's refreshment, I suppose. Oftentimes, a cold coffee can feel more refreshing than a hot coffee. It's also convenient because you can kind of take it on the go. You can drink it over a longer period of time because obviously it's not a problem with it going cold. And then customization is a huge thing as well, and flavors. So that generation grew up on really quite sweet food and drinks. They have a much sweeter palate than older consumers. And they're used to customizing their drinks, you know, with caramel or whatever be the seasonal flavors. So it's just a very interesting kind of change in behavior. But the other thing about them is that they're also really savvy, Jerry. They really, you know, they read labels, they know what they're putting in their body. I was not concerned with that when I was 18 and I was in college. But they're very fitness and health focused. So while they're drinking all these drinks, they also do care about what's in them. So that's what we thought. There's a really big gap there, you know, to fill that need for the indulgence, but also the health as well.
Yeah, that's an interesting aspect of it in terms of like that need for, obviously they're drinking caffeine or they're, you know, going to have something maybe with a bit of sweetness in it, but that they're very focused on exactly what they're putting in their body. They question everything and they want to know if it's good for you or not.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, they're very fitness focused. You know, we've a lot of our customers tell us, they use it as a kind of a pre-workout drink, so an alternative to an energy drink, right, that might not have a kind of a good ingredient profile. And, you know, we wanted people to feel good after they drink our drink, so we don't want it to be a temporary kind of sugar caffeine high and then a crash. So it's much more, you know, they're caffeinated, there's caffeine in them, of course, but
yeah,
it's kind of smoother energy hit, I suppose, and you don't get the crash, and then you get the gut benefits and the vitamins as well. So it's kind of convenient as well, you know, for the convenience generation, they want everything in one package, and it's proved really popular. So I think we're onto something.
Yeah. And tell me then about the development of that. So 2 years developing it, then you're into obviously trying to fundraise, and you've had a very successful fundraising round with crowd investors. How did that go?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so we spent 2 years basically working on the product, building the business up to a certain point with help from our local Leo and then Enterprise Ireland a little bit as well. And we kind of bootstrapped it ourselves. So since we launched our, I suppose what I call our kind of next generation product, which I won't go too deep in the weeds on it, but we did that at the end of February. We've had a lot of success, a lot of retail listings. And so we thought, okay, the time is right now. We're at a stage where we can really accelerate this and grow this. We've had a lot of interest from the UK in particular market. And of course, all of that takes funding. So we're raising a total of €500,000. We have funding from Enterprise Ireland, which is fantastic. And we chose to go the crowdfunding route on Crowdcube, partially because, again, we're catering to that younger consumer. So we thought, let's open it up, right? Let's kind of open it up to, you know, the people who are buying our drinks and let them invest and, you know, take a part of the business. So our target on Crowdcube is €300,000. And I'm so thrilled to say we've already exceeded that. We've a little bit of time left, and people can still invest on Crowdcube if they want to. Just go to Crowdcube and search Good Brew. But yeah, it's been fantastic. Like, the reception has been amazing. Loads of really interesting people, interesting questions, and I would say also it's really helped put us out there on kind of a UK and a European stage. We've had a lot of interest from, like I said, the UK, but also like wider Europe, both investors and retailers as well. And I think that's just kind of further validation for us that what we have is super unique and innovative and has great potential outside of Ireland as well.
Yeah. And then is it a question of like developing from there and growing and going to those markets? Like you mentioned, you had listings in supermarkets, like you're in Dunnes and Super Value here. So people will see the products on the shelves. Yeah. Is that your plan for the UK and wider afield?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in Super Value Centra. Musgrave's Group has been a huge backer of us from the beginning. We did their Food Academy program. We're actually in all the Garvey's stores as well. They were early supporters of our product as well. Tesco, Dunnes, we found Irish retailers just super kind of supportive of Irish brands.
Yeah.
It's exciting, very exciting news is we're launching in 80 Circle K stores shortly as well. So that's great for us. And we just got news that we're going to be launching in a select Boots stores as well, including Terminal 2 at Dublin Airport, which is really exciting. So the idea is that we'll continue that into retailers in the UK. We've already had some interest organically from the UK, which is fantastic, and hopefully we'll be able to work with some of our retail partners that have presence in the UK. And then ultimately I think we have eyes on the US market as well, just because it's so huge and cold coffee is such a developed category over there, but there's nothing like our product. So my business partner, who's also my husband, Jeff, is American, and obviously we lived there for a long time, so there's that connection as well, you know. Next moves is definitely we're growing our presence in Ireland, and then this fundraising money will be used to really kind of crack the UK market.
Okay. And this all came from journalism, from being fueled on coffee, is that right?
Yeah, I know, quite a pivot, as they say in journalism. Yeah, I know. And it's funny because sometimes people say that's totally, you know, crap, such a change in career. But, you know, there's not actually an awful lot of overlap in the skills that I use like day to day. But yeah, I suppose, like I said, I liked the idea of a physical product and entrepreneurship, building a business. Maybe that's the Kerry blood in me. I think, you know, entrepreneurial streak in Kerry people. And just, you know, watching, I was working in the Washington Post at the time, very, very busy time, as you can imagine, in Washington during the first era. People were just downing, you know, gallons of iced coffee every day. And I really noticed it. And, you know, I wasn't feeling great. You know, it's not a great lifestyle if you're kind of running on not enough sleep and too much sugary caffeine. So that's where the idea came from. Then when we moved back, I was just kind of ready to try something new, a new challenge. It's been fantastic so far.
Yeah, there has been. Well, listen, look, it's a brilliant idea, and good luck with it, and thanks for talking to us. And I was going to ask you, because a lot of people have been in touch with us, particularly through the election with Justine and government formation, saying what your dad would have made of it all, how much he would have loved it, you know, yeah, this time of the year and this event. So our thoughts are with it, you and the family, for him at the moment.
Ah, thank you. No, you're very good. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I always, of course, I think of him. Obviously, once a journalist, always a journalist. I've, you know, gripped to the news all the time, and he would have had a lot of thoughts. But you know, he was actually extremely supportive of the business as well. I think he was a little bit surprised when I first noted the move, but he was very, very supportive of it as well. So yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. And you know, I think for all I've done in my career, Washington Post and all that, you know, being on Radio Kerry probably would have meant the most to him. So thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, Dee, listen, good luck with it and stay in touch with us.
Great. Thanks so much, Derry. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That's Good Brew is the name of the product. That's Dee Schroeder there, daughter of the late Michael O'Regan, talking about that business idea that was fueled originally by journalism, working in the Washington Post, and, you know, the amount of coffee that hard-working journalists and offices and out and about would consume. And very interesting statistics there about the way young people take their coffee. 75% of all sales in Starbucks in the United States now are cold drinks, including cold coffee, but not limited to cold coffee. But there you go.